Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Warped Passages by theoretical physicist Lisa Randall is a guided tour through one of modern physics' most imaginative possibilities, that the universe may include dimensions beyond the familiar three of space and one of time. Written for curious non-specialists, the book connects big ideas in gravity, particle physics, and cosmology to the question of whether extra dimensions could be real, testable, and relevant to everyday reality. Randall explains how physicists moved from early speculations to concrete models in which additional dimensions are not merely tiny and hidden, but can be curved or warped in ways that shape how forces behave. Along the way, she introduces the conceptual tools needed to follow the argument, such as symmetry, fields, and energy scales, without turning the story into a textbook. The result is an account of how bold theory interacts with experiment, especially in the context of high-energy colliders and precision tests of gravity, and why hidden dimensions remain a serious scientific frontier. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from familiar space to hidden dimensions, a central aim of the book is to make the leap from everyday intuition about space to the more flexible notion used in modern theoretical physics. Randall builds the case that dimensions are not just science fiction scenery, but a practical part of how physicists model nature. She revisits why gravity looks so different from the other forces, and how this mismatch motivates the search for deeper structure. The narrative clarifies what it means for a dimension to be hidden. It may be compact, inaccessible at low energies, or structured so that ordinary matter is effectively confined. She also distinguishes mathematical convenience from physical reality, emphasizing that extra dimensions matter only if they lead to predictions that could, in principle, be checked. By grounding the discussion in how forces spread through space and how distance is measured, she gives readers a way to visualize why additional directions could exist without being obvious. The topic also frames the broader scientific method in this area. New geometry is proposed not for aesthetics alone, but because it can explain puzzles and suggest where to look for evidence in experiments and observations. Secondly, brains, fields, and where the standard model lives, Randall highlights a powerful modern picture in which our visible universe may be confined to a lower dimensional surface embedded in a higher dimensional space. This surface is often described as a brain, a place where familiar particles and forces can be trapped, while gravity may extend into the extra dimension or dimensions. The appeal of this idea is that it can reconcile why electromagnetism and nuclear forces are strong and tightly bound to our experiences, while gravity is extraordinarily weak by comparison. The book explains the difference between forces that are localized and forces that propagate more broadly, and how that difference changes the way they diminish with distance. Randall uses this framework to illuminate how the standard model of particle physics might remain intact even if extra dimensions exist, because its particles could be brain-bound. At the same time, the scenario creates distinctive signatures, such as subtle deviations from expected gravitational behavior at short distances or new kinds of particle phenomena at high energies. The discussion ties abstract geometry to the practical question of what can and cannot be observed from within our four-dimensional perspective. Thirdly, warped geometry and the hierarchy problem. One of the most influential ideas associated with Randall is that extra dimensions may be warped rather than flat, meaning the geometry changes across the hidden dimension in a way that affects physical scales. In the book, warped space becomes more than a mathematical flourish. It offers a novel way to address the hierarchy problem, the long-standing puzzle of why gravity is so much weaker than the other fundamental forces. Randall outlines how a warped extra dimension can generate large differences in apparent energy scales without requiring implausibly extreme input parameters. This approach reframes the hierarchy as a question about geometry. The strength of interactions and the masses of particles can look different depending on where they are situated in the higher dimensional setup. The topic also helps readers see why extra-dimensional models are judged by their ability to solve real problems rather than by their strangeness. Warp factors, localization of fields, and the relationship between scales are presented as interlocking pieces of a coherent proposal. Even without heavy equations, the narrative conveys how a change in geometric structure can translate into testable expectations about particle properties and gravitational behavior. Fourthly, experimental paths, colliders, and tests of gravity, Randall repeatedly returns to the idea that extra dimensions must ultimately confront data. She surveys the main experimental avenues, high-energy particle colliders that could produce new states linked to extra dimensions, and precision measurements of gravity that could reveal departures from the inverse square law at small distances. On the collider side, the logic is that if hidden dimensions modify gravity or allow new particle excitations, sufficiently energetic collisions might create missing energy signals, resonances, or other anomalies beyond standard model expectations. On the gravity side, tabletop experiments can probe whether gravitational forces change character when distances become comparable to the size or effective scale of an extra dimension. The book emphasizes the importance of distinguishing genuinely new physics from ordinary background effects, a reminder that bold ideas require careful statistical and methodological discipline. Randall also situates these searches in a broader ecosystem that includes astrophysical and cosmological constraints, where observations of stars, galaxies, and the early universe can limit how extra dimensions might behave. The topic conveys a balanced view. Experiments may not confirm any particular model quickly, but they can steadily narrow the space of viable theories and sharpen the questions worth asking. Lastly, cosmology, black holes, and broader implications. Beyond laboratory tests, Randall explores what extra dimensions could imply for the universe at its largest and most extreme scales. Cosmology provides a natural arena because the early universe reached energies far beyond what we can currently reproduce, so hidden dimensions might have influenced expansion history, relic particles, or the behavior of gravitational phenomena. The book considers how higher dimensional ideas intersect with black holes, where gravity is strong and space-time curvature becomes dramatic. In some scenarios, extra dimensions change the way black holes form, evaporate, or interact, and they reshape theoretical expectations about what counts as a singularity or horizon in a higher dimensional geometry. Randall also touches on the relationship between these models and ongoing efforts to unify physics, including how extra dimensions appear in certain approaches to quantum gravity and string-inspired thinking. Importantly, she treats the speculative frontier with care, separating what is established, what is plausible, and what remains conjectural. The broader implication is a shift in perspective. The universe may be more layered than it appears, and understanding its true structure requires connecting the smallest scales of particle physics with the grandest scales of cosmology and gravity. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are fascinated by the big questions in physics but want a narrative explanation rather than a formal textbook. Curious non-specialists, science-minded students, and professionals in adjacent fields will benefit most, especially those who have heard about extra dimensions and want a coherent account of why serious physicists study them. Warped passages can improve a reader's intellectual toolkit by clarifying how theoretical ideas are built, how geometry can influence physical laws, and how a proposal earns credibility through testable consequences. It also offers a practical sense of what experiments can realistically do, helping readers separate height from the disciplined logic of science. Compared with many popular physics books, Randall provides an unusually direct connection between cutting-edge model building and concrete observational strategies, explaining not only what extra dimensions are, but why specific versions of the idea were developed to solve specific problems such as the hierarchy puzzle. The authorial voice reflects an active researcher perspective, which makes the discussion feel grounded in real scientific debates rather than purely historical storytelling. For readers choosing among similar titles, the combination of conceptual clarity, focus on warped geometries, and emphasis on experimental contact makes it a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Lisa Randall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.